Hey everyone, thanks to Mark for joining us. As I mentioned to you, this is a hybrid event, so we do have some reporters present and we have other reporters. We also have reporters joining us in the virtual world, so just bear with us while we kind of get through all of this. But let's start off with the reporters in the room, and then we'll pass it over to Zico, to Nico to handle questions via Zoom. So for Mo, questions, hands in the air, please. Charlie, let's kick off.
Hey Mo, you guys scored early there, and that was kind of enough. Just what did you maybe make of the performance as a whole?
Yeah, I thought we played good overall. I didn't think we played good in the second half. I think we had a lot of chances that we didn't take, and I think the speed of the ball was too slow. Obviously with the man down, I think we could have created more chances of crossing the ball.
You personally, I mean, you guys have been using this sort of front three structure for a few games now. How do you kind of like this sort of position where you're able to kind of go looking for the ball?
Yeah, I mean, whether I'm looking for the ball or running behind, it's something that we've worked on, especially when we were short players, and seems to be working, I think, for certain games. And, I mean, whatever what formation we play, just go out there and try to do our best.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hi, well, thanks for doing this. So, of course, you know, you come in on the road. You're in front of fans for the first time. I know it's not your home fans, but what was the experience like just being in front of people? And I know it is the rival fans on the road.
Yeah, I mean, if you were outside on the pitch today, you wouldn't feel like it was an away game. Our fans came out, made it out, and they helped us. They helped us push through. I mean, if you look at the stands, half of them were our fans, so we're thankful for that. Obviously, playing at home would be a little bit different, but it doesn't matter. Home or away, we have to go out there and do what we have to do.
And, of course, your next game is at home. It is against York again. Just your thoughts on the next match, what you're anticipating from York in response to tonight's 1-0 loss.
Yeah, I mean, we know they're going to come out. They're going to try and get some revenge, and we've got to be prepared for that. And, you know, if we get our chances, we're going to make sure, I know, in our field, in front of our home fans, you know, we take care of business.
Thanks.
Any more questions? Robin?
The schedule's being shuffled around a bit because you've got to be in the CONCACAF as well. So while all their teams sort of relax and only play once a week, you guys are going to play more often. So there's going to be a lot of squad rotation, and it's all worked out.
I mean, that's why you signed 23 guys, right? Every guy on the pitch could do the job. Every guy on the bench could do the job. And we know the challenges coming up before us. And so whether you're starting or whether you're off the bench or been sitting in the stands, and you're expected to do the same job. And again, hopefully we could go out there and just match every team out there and give it our best. And at the end of the day, if we get the results, we get the results. And if we don't, we know that we'll put the effort out there.
Great. Thanks.
James.
Mo, how much did that early goal sort of change the game plan and change the flow for how things
play? I mean, it didn't really change the game plan for us. Like I said, we were set out to do one thing, and we couldn't do it. I mean, if you look at the game, I think we probably could have put a couple more in the net. And, you know, being a man down at the end of the first half and going into the second half, we didn't come out strong. And, it changed the game for them, for sure. And, you know, we didn't really adapt to that. I don't think we did, but, you know, we saw the game and we got the result. That's what matters at the end. Obviously, there's things to work on and some positives to take from the game, but we'll take it and we'll walk away with it and get ready for Wednesday.
And 3 points is 3 points, but are they a little bit scared when they come here?
3 points for me is the same thing anyway.
Enough.
Just one more CONCACAF question, I guess. So, of course, you have to play both games away in the CONCACAF League. Is there anything you're expecting in particular from having to play Latin America twice?
We know what we're up against every time we go play in those countries, and we know it's going to be tough. And personally, I just don't think it's fair, but it is what it is. We've got to deal with it. We've got to go in, like I said, and go do the business. But yeah, I've never heard of two away games.
Any more questions from Mo before we open things up to other reporters joining us via Zoom? Okay. Nico, you can hear me?
Yeah. Thank you for passing it over. Just as a reminder in the Zoom call, if you have any questions, please use the raise hand icon and I'll get to you. Right now, Louis had some technical issues just during the press conference, so I just have some questions for you, Mo, from Louis B. So the first question I have for you is, how does it feel scoring your first goal out of the bubbles and back in Ontario at the CPL?
Yeah, I think for me, this is a better environment. I don't think anybody was really happy in bubble or comfortable or any of that. So, yeah, getting started with the first goal. I mean, hopefully more to come, but yeah, don't want that out of the way.
And it seems as though there were some Italian supporters there at the game today. How nice is it to feel just to have fans back at the stadium? How excited are you to play in front of all your fans?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason we play, right? I mean, obviously the love for the game, but just the people that come out and watch us and support us, whether it's over the TV or coming to the game, and you know, they can make a difference in the game, and I think at some point today they did.
Awesome. It seems as though there's no further questions on this end of the press conference, so we're all good. Well, thanks for joining us.
Cheers, thanks.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it.
Thanks. All right. Thank you.